Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, I want to return to the news of the death of the Liverpool forward Diogo Jota. In a moment, I'll be joined by Joe Malloy from the IndoSport podcast. But first, let's take a listen to some fans outside Anfield who've been speaking to Sky News about his death.
Absolutely gutted. There's not a word that I can think that's making me sad at the moment. It's just unbelievable news. I just can't think of anything else.
The way he played football with a smile on his face all the time, he was the epitome of enjoying what you do. Every time he went out on the pitch, he gave us all for us. And you don't know these people personally, but when you do lose somebody in this fashion, it's devastating. It's going to affect everybody. It's like losing somebody that's really, really close to you, and football pales into insignificance in times like this. He leaves 3 children, a wife, his brothers passed away with him, his poor mother and father, what they must be going through. It's just absolutely devastating. It's unbelievable.
Some fans outside Anfield speaking to Sky News. And as I said, Joe Malloy from the IndoSport podcast joins me now. Joe, just going back to the statement from the Portuguese Football Federation, and I think really it was a really meaningful statement that they released this morning, speaking about his contagious joy and the fact that he was a reference point in his own community.
Yeah, hi Claire. It's, shocking. You know, I think this morning everybody would have seen the news either on a WhatsApp or a social media post, and complete double take. 28 years of age, peak of his powers, married 10 days ago to his long-term partner, Ruth A. Cardoso. They have 3 children together. He is Portuguese international. He is, as one of the fans there alluded to, brilliant player. Model professional type. I don't think any fan ever had a problem with Diogo Jota, one of these players that just garnered respect really for how he conducted himself, for the type of player he was. And so you see news like this, you know, this is a guy who had just won the lottery of life and things were going beautifully for him. And as the authorities have reported, he's on a motorway with his brother and he's overtaken a car. And at the wrong moment, the tire blew out and car veers off the road, and suddenly 2 lives are ended. So again, you think of, the parents, you think of his wife, his children. It's really dreadful. You know, it's just such awful, awful, shocking news. 28 years of age, his brother 26. Completely senseless and brutal. It's really, really terrible. And like I said, and like you've alluded to, he always came across as just a good, solid model professional.
Mm-hmm. I'll just go back to that gorgeous picture that was released this morning, or rather it was out and about on social media after his wedding, which was so recent, to Ruth and his 3 children, 3 very young children, 1 just a little baby in arms. And he seems to have been, and I think you mentioned this at the beginning, just a really nice guy, like really liked by people. We heard those fans in Liverpool. Nobody has a bad word to say about Diogo Jota. Nobody.
No. And then, you know, football is kind of, it's the tradition of football that like people will just find a way to dislike you one way or another. But he just wasn't one of those types of players, you know. He, like I say, he played the game with the real intelligence. There was a kind of classiness to how Diogo Jota played football. Great player technically, great finisher, could head the ball, but just went about his business in a very quiet way is the wrong way to put it, because he was eye-catching at times, but he was not, a guy that other fans kind of were irked by. Own fans just appreciated him for that kind of low-key, solid brilliance. Mm-hmm. And so somebody like that, even they might not be talked about every week, but there's a great respect for them. And so suddenly at a moment like this, there's a huge outpouring, very understandably, allied to, you know, even if he was a vilified footballer in some ways, or a kind of, we love to hate him type, which he wasn't, just given the family circumstances and the circumstances of the death, there'd be a huge outpouring, but it's doubly so, you know.
Joe, thanks so much. Joe Malloy there from the Indo Sport podcast on that news that everyone's just still trying to digest this morning about Diogo Jota and his brother Andre, who died in that crash in the north of Spain in the early hours of this morning.